Down to business on News Talk.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland. We understand business. Choose the bank that's here to help you rise to today's business challenges and tomorrow's.
Now I'm down in the wilds of County Wicklow and our love affair with barbecuing and wine continues. A naturalised Irish businessman and a South African have cleverly combined the two and are launching eco-fire and barbecue logs. And I'm delighted to join them here this morning. This is just before I introduce my two guests. The product, an alternative to wood and charcoal, and it's actually made from grape seeds. Basically what happens is out in South Africa, the wine, they make the wine, and then the byproduct of that is oil, and then the byproduct of the oil is this grape seeds, and they've made these wonderful products. I'm delighted to introduce to you Richard Large and John Mulder. They're the co-founders of EcoFire and Barbecue Logs. Richard, we'll start with you. Maybe how did all this business come about?
Good morning, Bobby. Thanks for having us. This business basically started as an option to replace what is now going to be, or what is being defunct in the heating business in Ireland. We're looking at trying to keep green and carbon neutral, and the business has basically evolved from using a waste product from the development of grapeseed oil in South Africa. And this is totally new to Europe, totally new to Ireland. We see it as a great possibility.
It's, as you say, it's an alternative to wood and charcoal. It's ideal for barbecue. So effectively, it's a heat log generated from, I suppose, a byproduct, which is oil after pressing grapes. So it looks like an interesting product. It's well priced, as you said. What about your own story, Richard? You don't sound like a fella from Red Cross.
That's correct. Yeah, absolutely. I've been in Ireland since 2001. And effectively, my introduction into Ireland came into the engineering, surveying, construction industry. And I've seen the goods, the Celtic Tiger, and I've seen the rots, and I've seen a bit of corruption around the place. Okay. So, but having said that, Ireland is, the people are really aware of a great need in changing to a green, a carbon neutral environment, taking care of our future, etc.
We better talk to your partner, John Mulder. John, you're very welcome to the program. EcoFire and Barbecue, how did you guys meet, or how did this business come about?
Thank you very much, Bobby, for having us. I've known Richard a long time. In fact, he was a working on the mines back in South Africa with my sister when I was a young whippersnapper, and we ran into each other again on my arrival just over 2 years ago in Ireland. The business came about through a search for a product. We saw where the market was going in terms of green. We identified this product through a partner we have in Cape Town, and I approached Richard. And as I say, the rest is history. We've brought it in, tested it, and now we've landed stock, and our first few containers are in, and the next few containers are on the water. So that's how it came about.
So it comes in two forms. I have the logs here beside me, but it's, as Richard said, it's also an alternative to charcoal. Is that right?
That would be correct. Yeah. So basically, I've got it set up in the wood burning stove on the one side. Outside, we have it set up in a barbecue, or in a kettle braai, or kettle barbecue. And literally the same products can be used for both.
And you know that charcoal taste that you get that we all love from barbecuing, do you get that from this product?
What we find, yes, it'll give you the smoky taste you want, but it certainly won't it won't leave any aftertaste. So it'll definitely give you that smoky fire taste that you're looking for, absolutely.
And am I right in saying that the there's less ash generated? And again, so does that mean essentially much less cleaning up afterwards?
What is fantastic, to answer your question, is it makes a great coal which you can cook on for about 2 hours, and once it does burn down, it is a very light ash, completely organic ash, which you can toss in your garden and use to and dispose of that way. So yeah, just about no ash.
you're sort of talking up the green credentials of the product. It is coming in from South Africa, so how green is that transportation in terms of getting the product here?
So that's a fair question, and it's a question we well expect every time we chat to people. Everything requires movement to get to market. We understand that. So can you call it carbon neutral? You can't call it carbon neutral. But there's a logistics aspect to it. In terms of the actual product, though, it is literally as green as you can get.
Okay. Well, that's fair enough. And I think that's very honestly answered. And last word to you, Richard, in terms of the culinary side of this adventure, how do you think it might develop?
Well, if I look at the situation in Ireland, I would say to you, you have to start the fire going somewhere. There seems to be, on the television side of it, a lot more exposure to a different culinary approach in Ireland, which is quite exciting. They're doing it all in the kitchen. I think somewhere along the line, someone's going to come out and start looking at what we do on the outside, which is exciting. Unfortunately, in summer, it's a limited season, unless you've got a roof over your head or a side shed or something. But certainly for the future, I would say it's exciting, definitely.
All right. Well, listen, it's been a pleasure to join you here today, gentlemen, down at Eco Fire and Barbecue in Red Cross in County Wicklow. Richard Large and John Mulder, thank you very much for joining me this morning.
Thank you very much, Bobby, for coming down. We hope that we bring something positive to your environment and as a good replacement for the future for a carbon neutral product.
Cool.